USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. People in Alabama and Georgia are trying to recover from a series of strong killer tornadoes that blasted the states yesterday.
It's a large storm. It was a long-lived storm and a lot of damage.
And caused at least seven deaths in Autauga County, Alabama, according to its emergency services manager, Ernie Baggett.
We accredit the fact that that wasn't worse to the fact the school systems actually kept the kids in school rather than putting them on the buses at an early release.
It will take officials several days to assess all the damage. In California, they're bracing for yet another storm.
Be ready for extended power outages. Stay off the roads during peak storm periods and check on neighbors. This is very much still an evolving emergency.
California Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot. The National Weather Service says at least two more storm systems are set to slam the Golden State now through the weekend. In Russian custody since last April, American Taylor Dudley is now free. It comes after months of negotiations led by former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Dudley had been detained after entering Russian-controlled territory northeast of Poland. It's a more than $1.5 million fine for the Trump Organization for its fraud conviction. It's the company, not any individual, facing that penalty. But former top executive Alan Weisselberg got a five-month prison sentence this week in connection with the same case. Crypto.com is the latest currency exchange to shed workers. It's laying off about 20% of its employees, citing economic headwinds and unforeseeable issues in the industry. The heads of Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase both say they're prepping for a potential recession this year. But the Treasury Department says the U.S. deficit right now is about half of what it was a year ago. The department credits a lot of buying in the months after the pandemic. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
If it seems like everywhere you go in the USA you see a casino, it's not quite the case. Utah and Hawaii have no casinos. Texas has only three. But some Lone Star State lawmakers want to change that.
I think that if it's properly regulated, it can be a really good thing for the communities. It brings in additional revenue sources so that the cities and the counties and state don't have to raise taxes.
Corpus Christi City Council Member John Martinez speaking to KRIS-TV. One faction that's blocked casinos in Texas for years has been religious groups like the Baptist Life Convention.
At the end of the day, when the lights come on and you really vet this, what you see is that the funds that we're talking about really are very minimal.
The convention's Rob Kohler says Texans don't really want to see casinos at every freeway exit, as he says exists in Louisiana. Casino gaming in Texas is a heavy lift, though. It will require a constitutional amendment. Speaking of nearly ubiquitous gaming, it's another weekend of lottery fever. The Mega Millions jackpot is topping a $1.3 billion tonight. The Powerball prize tomorrow, $400 million. And for context, while casinos are mostly banned in Texas, the original gambling state, Nevada, doesn't have a lottery. You can play slot machines and video poker in grocery stores and the airports, but no lottery. The other states not in the lotto business around the USA, Alabama, Utah, Hawaii, and Alaska. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama. Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me up higher.
We just like full times. Only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!